Welcome to our latest episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. I'm Julie Walker, and it is brilliant as always to have you with us again. Our guest this week is a skinfluencer who shares all of her top beauty tips, from dry body brushing to smart SPF, easy makeup tricks, and so much more.
Hi, my name's Emma Oaho. I am a beauty blogger and photographer.
Emma is a self-confessed skincare geek and blogs about all things beauty over at lolitasaysso.com. When it comes to makeup, her end game is always glow.
The absolute basic is having the kind of clean canvas, and then you can put something on it and then it will actually work and give you a good result.
She recently launched her creative membership and collective How To by Emma on Instagram to support up and coming people wanting to grow a brand and learn more about the world of photography and social media.
I've always been asked, you know, like, oh, Emma, what camera do you use? Or like, how did you do that? How did you set up your business? And I thought, well, everyone keeps asking me this. Like, I should create a space where like I actually share this specifically.
As always, there are loads of expert tips in this episode, from self-care to fragrance. For skincare, Emma's best advice centers on nailing the basics.
For me, it comes down to the most basic thing, and it is double cleansing.
Find her creative mentorship program on Instagram at HowTo by Emma and on her blog at lolitasaysso.com. Hello and welcome, Emma. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on. I'm very excited to hear all of your best beauty advice because I know that you have absolutely loads. But actually, before we jump into that, I just wanted to chat about your beauty vibe in general. So I know that you are obviously all about skincare, and that is your thing. And I imagine that your skincare cabinet is jam-packed rather than streamlined. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Got me there. Yeah, it's a busy place to be.
I imagine. I mean, how many products do you have in your cabinet at the moment, would you say? I know that you're forever testing things, but...
I mean, it's hard because I have the bathroom that's by my bedroom, which is what I'm using all the time. Then I have the downstairs bathroom, which is the stuff I don't use as much. Probably at least 100, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Emma. Yeah, 100 skincare products on the go.
Yeah, for one face. Yeah, so that's not excessive at all.
No, I love it. And also, it's the job.
Exactly.
You've got to be testing all the time, but no. And I also wanted to ask you about your new creative mentorship program as well. So you recently launched it on Instagram. Can you just tell me a little bit about what it is, why you started it?
Yeah, basically in August 2020, because I've kind of always done the photography side as well as doing the skincare side and the beauty, that's kind of my little geek out with the skincare. I love knowing all the facts. But at heart, I'm very much a photographer and a creative, and I love creating beautiful aesthetics. And I've always been asked, you know, like, oh, Emma, what camera do you use? Or like, how did you do that? How did you set up your business? And I thought, well, everyone keeps asking me this. Like, I should create a space where I actually share this specifically and kind of, you know, get across how to do it. Because I think it is such a strange, even when people ask me what I do now, I still kind of stumble sometimes, kind of get across how you actually kind of build an audience, you know, whether that's for yourself or for a brand that you're starting, take good photos, the kind of ins and outs of social media and, you know, the admin of being freelance and invoices and all of that. That's kind of such a behind the scenes of the work I do. And so I created it in August 2020. And then I recently just did the whole big website for it because it went really well. And it's such a wonderful community of women, kind of, you know, it's not just me preaching. Obviously I can share my experiences and I have guests on within the industry that really share really good insights into how things work. Also just the whole collective sharing everyone's experiences and helping each other out. And some people have met up and it's really lovely. And it's just, yeah, it's such a lovely kind of creative space to have that. When I was 23, when I was starting and I had no idea what to do, I would have loved to have a space like that where I could be hey, someone's asked me this, how do I reply? Or hey, how do I pitch for something like this? Just all the things that seem like this magical secret world, it's all shared within it basically.
I love that. A creative space, but also it sounds like such a supportive space as well. So you have that support there.
Absolutely.
Amazing, Emma. Okay, so let's go into your five pieces of advice then. And naturally you have to kick things off with skincare. So what is the best piece of skincare advice that you have ever been given or that you have to give?
For me, it comes down to the most basic thing, and it is double cleansing. I'm sure people say that all the time, but it sounds so boring, but it's it's the consistency of cleaning your, like properly cleansing the skin. My kind of very close number two is wear SPF every day, even in grey London like it is today. But I think honestly, I had so much trouble with like breakouts and acne I was growing up. And I think often we kind of look to these, like, you know, all these specific products to treat those issues. But like, those are great, but there's no point putting them on skin that maybe still has some SPF or some makeup in or all of that. Like the absolute basic is having the kind of clean canvas, and then you can put something on it and then it will actually work and give you a good result.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, if you're, you know, wanting to tackle something, be it a breakout or whatever it is, there is the temptation, I definitely have this, to throw just everything on.
Yeah.
And to kind of overload our skin, whereas kind of streamlining a routine at that point, you know, can be the best thing. And I know you speak about it as well, like supporting your skin barrier. And that's something that you absolutely really advocate.
Yeah. And I think with the cleansing as well, taking the time to do it. I think so often, I mean, I'm guilty of this sometimes, of course, but you know, you like get in the shower, you like put your face wash on for 2 seconds, wash it off. It's like, that hasn't worked. Like give it a good, you know, give it 30 seconds at least, like really massage it in, like to get the benefits of that product as well. So giving it like that little extra few seconds makes all the difference.
And when you're double cleansing, are you combining kind of different textures of cleansers? What is your kind of go-to?
Yeah, so I would start, I double cleanse just in the evening. So I would start by using an oil or a balm that turns into an oil to remove my makeup and get all that SPF out. So I kind of massage that into the skin. That's also just like such a nice time because it's the first step of my evening routine. And I'm like, oh, it's over. The day is over. I'm washing my face. I'm going to be so clean. I'm getting into bed.
It's a feel good moment.
Yeah, exactly. And because it's so slippy with all the oil, it's a really nice time to like massage my face and kind of maybe relax my jaw a bit or around my eyes if I've been looking at a screen all day. And then I remove that with like a flannel or a muslin cloth with some warm water. And then I go in with either a kind of foaming or gel cleanser to kind of actually cleanse the skin. The first one I see is taking off any dirt and product or whatever build up on my skin. And then the second one's actually kind of clearing out what's on my skin itself.
And do you have any favorite brands at the moment that you're using for that? I know you switch things up all the time and try.
The one I'm using at the moment, the oil, is the Elizabeth Arden, the ceramide oil. And it just smells so comforting as well, that one. So that would be my first cleanse. And then second cleanse, I'm using the Shiseido. I think it's the microfoam. And it feels so lovely and light and just like super cleansing, but they don't dry your skin out, which I hate. I hate the feeling of that.
Mm, me too. And also before moving on to the second question, because I need to know about your kind of nighttime routine. So you're seeing it as a kind of a moment of self-care, mm-hmm. You're getting into the zone with your cleansing. Then what do you go on to?
So after that, I, over the past year, have become obsessed with like essences. I've been using the BioEffect essence and it's so like nourishing. It's like, it's a liquid. So I just put it a bit in my hands, like tap my hands together and kind of press it into the skin. It feels like a drink of water for the skin. So I love that. And especially when the weather's getting colder and your skin kind of dries out a bit. Sometimes if my skin like really drinks it up fast, I'll like go in with another because I'm like, okay, you're thirsty. You need more of this. And then eye cream, again, you know, start at early 30s. I'm like, oh, I'm actually getting a few fine lines. I have luckily worked in beauty since I was 23. So I have used eye cream since then. So I think I've helped it certainly like not get too bad, but I'm really noticing it more now. So I'm giving that like a little extra time for a bit of like gentle massage and sometimes use microcurrent devices there as well, just to like plump out the skin. Then a hydrating serum, then maybe an exfoliating serum, and then an oil or a cream. So, you know, really minimal.
Really minimal. But yeah, but also that's your routine. And it's, you know, that's your thing. And also kind of layering those products and using kind of light layers of those products.
Mm, exactly.
But you also mentioned about facial massage, which, you know, is a huge thing, especially at the moment. A lot of people are kind of investing in tools, gua sha and other things. Do you use tools? Do you use your hands? And what do you kind of do?
Yeah, I think whilst I'm doing my skincare routine, I always like everything I apply, I'm like massaging in some kind of way. And I don't think there's like, for me, it's just like what feels nice. There's not like a wrong or right way. I think if you're using your hands, like, you know, I often kind of essentially like knead my cheeks because I hold so much tension there and in my jaw. So that feels nice again, like around the eyes, just like whatever feels good. And then also kind of like down around the neck as well. I do love tools too. Use a gua sha probably the most. I do like a roller, but I feel like the gua sha kind of like releases more for me. I go through phases of doing it like every day and then I like forget about it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, my face hurts. Or like, I look really puffy. I should probably use my gua sha. And as well, microcurrent, I use the new face one, which I'm like obsessed with. It just feels so nice.
So what do you use that for if someone's never used the microcurrent device before?
It's essentially like tiny little microcurrents that are being put into the skin and it helps stimulate collagen. It's really good at lifting. It's essentially like working out your muscles in your face the same way we would work out our body, keeping them like nice and toned and tight and lifted, which is what I want.
There we go. Investing in the tools.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to your second piece of advice then. And you wanted to talk about nails. What is your best piece of nail advice?
So I actually have a nail phobia. So like anyone like biting their nail, anything like that, like I actually can't stand it. Like I've had to like move seats on a plane before.
Really?
Like it really, it's not just like, oh, that's gross. Like I actually like, my friends would tell you like my face makes a very weird face. Like I can't be around it. And so I'm like, I'm very, like, I always am doing things to my nails, like really looking after it because they want mine to be really, really nice so that they don't freak me out, basically. So my biggest advice is 100% is just doing, because I think often people, when they're biting them, they go, because I always ask people to stop biting their nails. They go, I'm not biting my nails. I'm biting the skin around them. And I'm like, that's not better.
That is not better.
I still don't want to be sat next to you doing that. It still makes me feel weird. It's like the idea of removing some part of you. I won't go into detail, but it just makes you feel weird. So the thing that I always do is every night before bed, I put oil, just like one drop on each finger around the cuticles. And obviously that helps look after the skin around there, but also that if the nails are kind of in bad condition, I feel like that really helps the condition of them, especially before you go to bed, because obviously throughout the day and especially even more so recently, we're always washing our hands or using sprays and stuff, which totally dry them out. Whereas if you're in bed, it like has time to like fully absorb it and really look after it, basically.
I do that every night. I mean, mine is still rubbish, but no. They would be more rubbish if I didn't.
No, it's like, it honestly, it is. It's such, and it's like quite a nice ritual as well. And like looks after the hands as well. I think it's so easy to like forget about our hands when it comes to skincare as well.
But I also love something that you can throw on overnight. It kind of does all the hard work for you.
Totally.
Pop it on and then it's going to work through the night.
Then you just sleep. Yeah, exactly.
There we go. And we will be right back with Emma after this. So we are back and on our third piece of advice, and we're going to talk about fragrance. So Emma, what is your best piece of fragrance advice?
So it kind of relates to skincare somewhat. I love fragrance. I find like it's very magic. I've kind of lived in lots of different places. I grew up in France. I spent some years in Sydney in my early 20s. And for me, obviously olfactory of fragrance, like it just transports me. And I have like, you can probably see behind me, Jodie, but a whole like way too many fragrances, but I have them there literally almost like smelling salts. Like I just pick them up and smell them. It's not that I wear them all. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of Sydney, or like, oh, that smells like my mum in Paris, or like stuff like that. It's so like, it's like a little box of memories in a way. But the biggest thing I think that I realized when I lived in Sydney, which was obviously in the sun, and the sun there is very, very strong, is that spraying your fragrance on your chest gives you polyechoderma like I have. So I sadly basically not scarred myself, but it's like a, if I ever press my chest, even if I haven't been in the sun, it goes like as if I've just been in the sun. And that's because fragrance is obviously like alcohol. So essentially it sensitizes the skin to sun. And I had no idea about that. And so now I always make sure to never spray my perfume directly on my chest. I might put it on my wrists and then like behind my ears, or actually spraying perfume in the hair is way better because it lasts so much longer. That's my top fragrance tip.
That is a really good fragrance tip, and definitely one that we haven't had before. Maybe because, you know, a lot of us in the UK, not a strong sun, but yeah, in Australia,
yeah,
when the sun is so strong.
But even in the summer and stuff, I think it's so easy. You just kind of do it there. And often I think the skin on the chest there is slightly more fragile as well. So it's like really hard to look after. And also I always wear like shirts, so that bit's always out. Like in the sun as well. So it's like that much more likely to be damaged. So yeah, I learned my lesson and now I'm SPF everywhere, every day, even if I'm wearing a t-shirt and no perfume.
No perfume on chest. Really good tip. And what kind of fragrances are you kind of drawn to at the moment, especially as we kind of move into winter, you're switching them up for something a bit warmer? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, I like something kind of that is a bit deeper, I think, when it comes to cooler weather. I really love for this time of year, Byredo Velvet Haze is beautiful. It's kind of a bit musky. I always like something a bit musky, like nothing. I'm never too like citrusy or too floral. I really love that one for this time of year. I also love the Ulueve ones. The Air one is just like amazing. It's kind of sweet, but also not at all sickly. I don't know if it's very hard to describe fragrances.
It is hard, but no, that is a good description. But also the Ulueve fragrances, I mean.
Yeah.
They've got the fragrances, they've got the new home fragrances, they've got the candles.
I know. I've yet
amazing.
To burn mine because they're just too beautiful, but I'm like, I need to.
No, you can never burn a Ulueve candle. It's just something you have to buy, like pride of place.
You just sniff it.
Yeah, just sniff it. Okay, Emma, let's move on to your fourth piece of advice then and talk about body care. What is your best piece of body care advice?
Dry brushing, always. It's a thing I'm obsessed with, and I've gotten so many people onto it, and so many friends have said like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize the wooden brushes for body aren't meant to live in the shower because they go moldy. I'm like, yeah, because they go moldy. That's not what they're for. So, you know, those like wooden brushes you get, some will have a handle, some will kind of be like with a little strap for your hand. They're for dry brushing. So it's clues in the name. It's to do on dry skin. And I always do it before a shower. And it's so, so good. It has like benefits in terms of it can kind of reduce cellulite, but it's also for me, it's just like, it's so good for the circulation. My family has like really bad leg circulation. So I'm like really on it with the legs to kind of prevent varicose veins when I'm older. And you just feel so, if I'm super sleepy, like just invigorating my body like that feels so like, I'm awake, like my blood is pumping around my body. And so I start at my feet and kind of work up. You always do it towards the heart. You can do in kind of sweeping motions or kind of circle motions, like in kind of like tougher areas, like the thighs or like the bum, stuff like that. And I just love it. It's like such, obviously, you know, using oils or lovely creams and stuff there is great, but I just love doing that just before I get in the shower, you know, whether I've got 10 minutes to do it on the weekend and really do like a whole thing. Even if I do it for 30 seconds, I always do it before a shower. Even if it's just like a quick sweep, 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 just like that extra little something always makes a difference, I think.
And you notice a difference even if you do it for 30 seconds?
Absolutely, because I think it's the consistency. So I think even if I do it for 30 seconds every day, so I think it's like, you know, then it still like keeps it going. And sometimes when I have longer, I'll do it for a bit longer, but it's just knowing that it feels really nice. And or I can just do areas that like feel a bit kind of, I normally do kind of around my thighs and stomach or on my back that can kind of be hard to exfoliate in the shower, stuff like that. Obviously the bristles can help like remove dead skin cells as well. So I just feel already kind of like silky before even getting in the shower.
It is always something that I forget to do. Right, Emma, I feel like I'm going to put a post-it on the shower door. I feel like Emma told me I need to dry body brush every time.
I have the Elemis one that has like a long handle and then like it's got like a ribbon at the end. And I literally like put it right by my shower, like it's hanging by my shower. So I literally see it. So like I can't miss it because it's like on the way into the shower.
Okay, I'm doing that. I'm doing it every day.
Do it. It's so, so worth it.
Because it is one of those things like when I do it, it feels so good.
Exactly.
I don't know why I'm depriving myself of it. Okay. New ritual going forward. Okay, let's go into your fifth piece of advice then and talk about self-care. So what is your best piece of self-care advice?
It's really hard to pick one because I think everything I've just said for me is like self-care. And that's why I absolutely love beauty because like, yes, of course, you know, it can make you look nicer supposedly or that kind of thing. But for me, it makes me feel nicer. And like, I think when you feel nice, you look good too. But I think for me, self-care is always a bath full of magnesium salts, either a tea or a glass of red wine, depending on what time of the day it is. And it just like, I feel like it's so cleansing and it gives me that moment. I'm not on my phone. It's like a complete relax. The magnesium salts I love from like muscles and for my body, like they're super detoxifying and relaxing as well. And if I have a bath before bed, I feel like it helps me sleep really, really deeply. And like that is like the biggest treat to myself is like feeling good, getting into bed and sleeping for 8 hours is my ultimate dream.
I mean, sleep is just the best, isn't it?
isn't it?
It is just the best. And it's like the number one thing that makes you feel kind of good and refreshed. I'm with
Absolutely.
You there. And so you mentioned magnesium salts. I love a magnesium salt. Do you have any mm-hmm. favorites that you use?
I just get like the really big ones. I think they're the like better you ones. Like that,
yes, they're my favorite.
The biggest packet I can find because I get through them so fast. But yeah, I'm soon redoing my bathroom that has the bath in. So I'm like getting ready for like potentially 6 weeks without bath, which I don't know. I might just have to go to my friend's house and have a bath. Take my salts.
I was gonna say you can have a backpack with salts in, maybe a few oils for the situation.
Always get an oil in. It's like creating such a like lovely atmosphere. It's like such a like removal from like everyday life because you're literally just like in the bath, so you can't really do it. You can't like, oh, I'm just gonna quickly do that. It's like, no, I'm sat in the bath, I can't go into it.
Yeah,
I can't,
so true,
all of that, which is always like, I think that's the hardest thing these days, is that we're all, you know, always on. Obviously with what I do, what a lot of my work is on my phone, and you know, essentially I could say taking a photo of the bath is kind of work-ish because I'm sharing what I'm putting in there and stuff, but it's like, for me, it's such a nice time to just like completely remove myself from anything that's on my to-do list, anything that I, you know, I'm thinking about. It's just like, right, I'll do that after, even if I think up things. And often it's when I come up with like really nice creative ideas, because I actually let my mind like relax and like stop thinking of all these things to do.
Yeah, totally. But when you do give yourself a bit of space, and I'm the same, that is when the ideas come for sure.
Yeah. I think, isn't it called I feel like one of the most famous ideas in the world, it was like, came to someone in the shower, and it's called like the shower effect or something like that, because it's like when you stop thinking, you get really good ideas.
There you go. I mean, I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm getting in the bath, definitely a red wine, and we're good to go.
As long as you dry brush before, Jayla.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'll put one on the shower and one in the bath. I'm on it. Now, we finish each episode with a kind of final question just about your biggest beauty blunder. So mm-hmm. just a bit of a playful, a lighthearted note to finish on. A little trip down memory lane. What has your biggest beauty blunder been?
All my beauty blunders are hair related. Whether that's eyebrows, I definitely did the like overplucking of eyebrows, but I grew up in the 90s. I feel like it was okay at the time. I'm glad they grew back. But probably the worst one is when I think I was like, maybe like 10, 11. And I was like, I'm going to cut myself a fringe. Never goes well, does it? And I just took like one bit of hair at the front and I cut it. And I like did that thing where you like pull it down and I like cut it by my eyebrows. But then obviously when it went up, because I have wavy hair, it was really short.
No, and it sprung up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But instead of being like, oh no, I should stop this now, I kept going shorter. To the point where I shaved the front of my head.
No, Emma, why? Yeah.
Because I was like, this has to be hidden. But obviously, you know, like it was going to have to grow out and be that length at some point.
So you were in it and you were just thought, uh-oh, I need to go further. Yeah.
It has to go. Yeah. So I had this like literally like probably like a centimeter square at the front that I like cut and then shaved off, but then obviously grew back. So I had this like little like upwards tufty. Luckily I was like still young enough that like it wasn't too bad. Yeah, that then it's kind of like grew back. So in like lots of my childhood photos, I have this like little bit of quiff coming out just at the front.
Nice. Like it.
Yeah. So that was good.
I think a lot of people can relate to a DIY haircut at home.
The fringe is just always, no, the lengths, whatever, you can sort that out. The fringe rarely goes well, I find.
Just don't do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you so much, Emma, for sharing all of your brilliant advice. So many tips in there. And thank you for coming on. And thank you for everyone for listening.
Thanks for having me, Jodie.